Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Thursday, the 11th of July. Quick one today because I've got some work to do this morning, and then I've got to put a couple of little mugs to bed on the golf course this afternoon. A rare venture out and a couple of little imbeciles, numpties to put in their box, and then we won't hear from them again. Just a quick note, re the football yesterday. Really interesting. I find, as I said, the psychology of it all interests me, that I sort of put that game out, the Varberg game, gave a little sort of brief hint as to how I play it, and then it pretty much turned out how I wanted, as in the position I got myself into in the first half. But interesting that people had different positions and different setups. Some of you were sort of like me, zero and green, and others clearly weren't, which begs to the question as what people were doing, really. Not a criticism, just interests me. You know, JG always said to me, you can give 100 people the same tip and get different results. And I used to sort of think, well, how does that work? But I've learnt over time that it does. Obviously, we didn't get any further goals. I sort of was thinking last night, sat home, that's a sort of issue for people, because obviously I've ended up with nothing, so you know, you feel you've put the work in there, but and for me it's absolutely fine. I love just getting myself in the position I got myself into, and a scratch trade for me is absolutely fine, and you win plenty. And trying to leave that higher profit, I could have taken whatever it was, about 140, 150 quid in the first half. But I'd rather leave myself in a position to win more, because there's obviously more games do go on and have a second goal than don't. But obviously for people, when you're giving that advice, or sitting here last night thinking, there'll be people who are not happy with that. There'll be people who think, no, I haven't won anything there. And again, that leads to that sort of ill discipline of diving in again. Oh, perhaps I can find another game in the evening that will fit that sort of method, or perhaps I'll try a different method. You know, I want to go to bed winning some money. And it's those sort of, that sort of thought process that I hear about all the time, that leads to you know, leads to losses, and then ultimately it makes getting in front really hard work. The more bets and trades you have, the more losers you're going to have. And, you know, it's more a mental sort of demoralising thing. Oh, I've lost that one. You know, imagine somebody last night, and there will have been somebody, they've scratched in the Varberg game I've given, then they've thought, oh, I'll have a go at that one. That's lost. Now they're behind where they should just be level and go to bed. And now they've got to chase something, or feel they've got to chase something. Of course, they haven't got to, but they feel they've got to. Just all that sort of stuff fascinates me, how it sort of spirals into disasters. I told a story, which is absolute truth. I don't know whether I've told it on this podcast, about a guy who had about 400 grand in the bank, really good at betting on dogs. And he'd built up a bank of about 400,000 over a couple of years, I think dogs and NFL. And he never paid, whenever he went out with him or paid anything, I wasn't a good mate of mine, but he was friends of people I know. He would say, like, I'll get dinner, and he'd pay the bill, and sort of say, oh, you don't have to get that. He said, no, don't worry, for a dog will pay for it. You know, what he meant was he'll go and lay a greyhound and get the money back. And he was buying his mum a Mother's Day present for about 50 quid. And same thing, oh, you know, dog will get that. And he laid a dog for 50 quid at about 5-1, and it won. So now he's about 250 down, and he laid, Liverpool were playing somebody, and he laid the team Liverpool were playing, who were about 5-6-1 for 250, for the 250 he was now behind, or 300, and that won. Then he went on and laid another 8-1 greyhound, and that won. And in trying to win back the £50 Mother's Day present, he lost over 120 grand. That is a true story. The guy's still about. He went from having 400 grand in the bank to being completely skint. And he was good at dogs. It was nothing to do with anything other than the discipline of handling losses and chasing losses done him. And that honestly, that's a 100% true story. Just situations people get in. It just sort of was flicking in my mind last night when I thought, oh, people won't be happy with Scratch there. The other thing, I put Kuchar up yesterday. And he was 65 when I put him up. Obviously, it's 10 days before the tournament, 9 days before the tournament, so it is weakish. Other people like me waiting to see the Scottish Open. But don't be backing him at 42. You know, the most I would go down is a price level. I'd sort of maybe go down a 55 maximum, you know, maybe 50 even, but that would be a stretch. But don't be going and backing him at 42 and things like that. The market will settle down again. If he doesn't start very well in Scotland, he'll be back up to 65 in no time. And you're better letting the bet go and not having it, you know, even if it wins. You know, you think, oh, I missed out there, than backing it at the wrong price. You know, that's just, don't be backing it at the wrong price. I don't know when I say this podcast who's going to do what. I was quite surprised. I noticed it on a tweet from Lee had tweeted saying he sat there at 65, and I had a quick flash of the market on my phone and saw it's at 42. You don't be backing it at that. You're backing it at 24 points, 23 points less than me. Don't be doing that. It's difficult when people say, what should you go down to? I'm not your mum. I don't be telling you what to do. Just use a bit of common sense. You know, if you took it in horse racing terms, if somebody gave you a tip at 66 to 1, you went in the bookies and it wasn't there, 50 to 1's the next price down, would you take 50s? Okay, probably I'll have a bit of 50s. If you went down then to sort of 33, 40 to 1, would you bother? I'd hope you wouldn't, but you know, you've got to think a bit more like that. That's the bit that amazes me, how the brain goes out the window. Anyway, I've turned this into a right old rambler. I only wanted to be quick. I've got a couple of mugs to beat. I've got a one horse trade for you. I think the horse traded yesterday, Australis, for you. And we've got one today, week market at the minute, 6.50 at Leopardstown. Raphael is currently, well, it's 4.6, one side 5.5. So let's, you know, hopefully it's going to go off in that range I like again, round about the 5 mark. Raphael in the 6.50 at Leopardstown. Hopefully, you know, it should keep going and run well. It started quite well in its last race, so in effect that's what we want. We want it out and up there, and it'll trade down. So, yeah, Raphael in the 6.50 at Leopardstown. I have got nothing else. I've tried my hardest to dig out a win or an each way bet for you because I know people like them, but it is one of those things. I would be giving it to you for the sake of giving it to you. And similarly, as I said yesterday, there's one game in China. Tianjin Tai, I know people just like hearing me pronounce them. Again, I can find nothing in the game, nothing in the goals market, nothing in the match odds that interests me. So I'm not going to make a bet fit the game like a lot of people do. For those of you just on trading days and other things, I met with the Football Data Direct people yesterday. I've got... We've got a couple of bits to finalise and look at, but I will have details of that over the next couple of days. Re-setup of the site, plans for the site, costs going forward for people. So I'll have that all sorted out over the next couple of days, probably Friday, Saturday. And I'll get that up for people who use that site and need to use it next season for the trading, etc. Hopefully you'll be fairly happy with where it's going. I think we've come to some good decisions there, so looking forward to it. Right, I'm waffling. Have a lovely day. I'm told there might be thunderstorms. There's certainly going to be a couple over the mugs I'm playing, and I will report back. We'll report back the golf result unless I lose, and then we won't bother mentioning it. And I will speak to you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful Thursday.